This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The NFL is back, and I have no plans to watch it. And I'm going to tell you something. Many of you, my friends and my fans, have said the same thing to me. Kevin, there's nothing that they're going to do that's going to make me come back unless these young, self-indulgent little pukes stop kneeling, stop raising their fists. But I'm going to say something. I'm not watching the NFL, but I was looking at a picture of, because they did the preseason game with the Jets and somebody else the other day, and a couple of guys had their fist up, and a couple of people were walking slowly during the anthem towards the field. Total disrespect. And there were black men on that field with their hands over their heart. I salute those men. I salute those men. Going against the grain. Because you know what? I'm sure that they, for, you know, that look, the overwhelming majority of blacks in the NFL do not believe in kneeling. The overwhelming. And they're caught in a rock and a hard place. It's for the one, there was one in the picture where the guy's got his fist up, and there's a guy right there next to him with his hand over his heart. And I wanted to put an arrow down and say, that guy right there is a champion. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The NFL will suffer. I was on Laura Ingraham the other night, and I said this. The NFL is going to suffer, and they should suffer. I hope they suffer. If they don't stop this, they could have gotten rid of this easily, by just saying, you're going to stand on the sideline. Here's a rule. You're going to stand on the sideline with your hands either down or over your heart. That's it. You don't do that, you're suspended. No team can pick you up. You're suspended. You kneel, you're kicked out of the league. It's my First Amendment right. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's your First Amendment right to be unemployed. We'd be done with this. This wishy-washy PC stuff that the football commissioner, who's got a fat contract, makes more than any player in the league, he succumbed to it, and now he's got a can of worms. Good for him. You know, continue on. Show the futility. Here's what's been going on. The NFL has been losing revenue, I don't know over what period of time, but certainly over years. Do you know what they did with Roger Goodell? They give him the biggest contract of his career as the numbers are going down. If anything describes liberalism to its fullest, I give you the NFL and Roger Goodell. Jerry Jones battled him. All of them. These are the people who make Roger Goodell's job. And they battling and trying to get some sanity back into this, and because they're the ones losing money. Goodell, as the owners lose money, as everybody involved in the food chain loses money, you know who wins? The players and Roger Goodell. That's leftism. Shut down the industry even. We don't even care. Burn the town down. Think of it as Ferguson. So what? The building owner, the business owners in Ferguson had nothing to do with the Michael Brown situation, which, by the way, wasn't even a situation. Wasn't even something you should know about. So what? Michael Brown was kneeling, and then that cop came up and shot him. And even though that's a lie, let's just burn the town down. Because that's what we do. That's what leftists do. Unbelievable. Here's what this thing says. It says the NFL's 2018 season began in earnest on Thursday with a full slate of preseason games. And the question that has dogged the league all summer, will players continue social justice protests during the playing of the national anthem, was answered loud and clear. Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the most outspoken players in recent years, was joined by his teammate, Devontae Bosby, in raising a fist while the anthem was played. As had been customary in the past, Chris Long, a veteran defensive end, stood next to Jenkins with a hand on the defensive back's shoulder. Now, I don't know who Chris Long is. Probably a white boy who's a, oh, I'm with you, brother. Man, that whole team should say, man, I don't care. No matter who you are, no matter what you are, we respect the flag. We respect the anthem. That's that. And I watched this argument occur It was actually Mark Stein sitting in for Tucker Carlson. And Mark says, yeah, you have a freedom of speech, but there are things that are decorum that you should respect. And he went on to talk about how the NFL went to London. They stood for God praise the Queen or whatever it is, but knelt for the national anthem. So they knew to have enough decorum to respect the British flag, but they didn't respect the American flag. And there are people out there that defend that. That's ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you, you can look at this any way you want. The NFL needs to suffer over this. The players need to suffer. And the commissioner needs to suffer. The people who are creating this problem need to suffer, not us. And then they want to make it racial. That's what cracks me up. Donald Trump is a racist. When he speaks out of this, he's speaking out of – it's a racist thing. And I was looking at a montage of all the different, you know, fake news media outlets. Donald Trump is a racist. He's a racist. He did this as a racism. No, he didn't. See, this is where the left takes things too far. If white guys were kneeling in protest, Donald Trump would have said the same thing. And every one of the people that are debating this, they know that. Donald Trump would have said the same thing. He would have said, stand up or get kicked out of the league. It has nothing to do with racism. If white folks were complaining about, we are too smallly represented in the NFL, and it's a lot of black people here, and we should be much more representative, and I'm kneeling for my brothers that didn't make the team, Donald Trump would have said, football is a meritocracy. You didn't make the team, you're not good enough. Get up, quit kneeling. You respect the flag. I mean, that would have been a no-brainer. But nope. This is where we are. And the left has overstepped because people know this isn't a racist move. And for those who believe it, fine, nobody cares. Because overwhelmingly, you know what Americans want? They said they want people to respect this country and our traditions. Make America great again, America first. And what's funny to me also is the pundits will say, what's Donald Trump doing messing around in this anyway? It's such a minor issue. If it's a minor issue, why are you covering it? It's not a minor issue. I've said it on this program before, and I'll say it again. This is a major issue. Donald Trump knows exactly where to pick a fight. And he's saying, my credo is make America great again and America first. And I will do it right here and right now. I will take a stance on this flag and this anthem. If you think that's minor, you're out of your mind. And what's funny is they'd love for Donald Trump to drop this. They would love for him to. Because if he dropped it, then it would minimize the whole thing. It would make it no big deal. Donald Trump is taking a stand. He's drawn a line in the sand and said, you're either patriotic and for America or you're not. And he's making the NFL choose, and he's going to win this battle. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Over the weekend, Michael Steele said that Omarosa teamed up with Donald Trump in order to distract us. I got to tell you, I used to have respect for Michael Steele. I knew he was a rhino, but not to the degree that he was. When he went on, if you guys remember, he went on with D.L. Hughley. And D.L. Hughley said that the Republicans needed to apologize. And Steele was like, well, yeah, you're right. You're right. We need to apologize. And I remember thinking, we don't need to apologize. Really, he should have read D.L. Hughley the Riot Act. But he didn't. I mean, you want to talk about honest to goodness, a go along to get along kind of dude? Michael Steele was it. He wanted to pretend to be a Republican while he really and truly is a leftist. And now that he's got a contract over with like MSNBC or whatever he's on, he's like Allison Camerota. The minute they get over to the other side, they're like, okay, here's where I really am. Unbelievable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Omarosa teamed up with Donald Trump to write a hit piece on Trump so it could distract from what? This great economy? So it can distract from what? The rock star president that Donald Trump turns out to be. It can distract from his dramatically increasing poll numbers. It can distract from the laughable idea of a blue wave. It can distract from what? The fact that we won the Ohio 12 district that was previously looked like it was going to flip. Detract from what? Detract from massive tax cuts that have allowed business to be successful. That detract from the idea that remains came back from North Korea and they gave dog tags. Did you see them? They gave these dog tags to the kids, their missing dad. The guy was crying on TV. Happy to get his dad that one item that he could remember from his dad that they could enshrine from his father. What does he want to detract from? Donald Trump doesn't need to detract, distract. Subterfuge, smoke and mirrors, nothing. The only thing that's happening is the detraction from and distraction of the left from everything they've done. They're in big trouble. They're beginning. You think they're desperate? Wait until next month when the reality starts hitting the Democrats that they are not going to take over the House. You want to talk about people that are afraid for their political lives? In some of their personal lives, some people in the Obama administration are going to lose their personal freedom, and they never envisioned it happening. They don't have get out of jail free cards under Trump. They had them under Hillary. They don't have them under Trump. Donald Trump has to make a statement. Once everything comes out, he has to say, okay, guys, I told you. I told you this was happening. And now here's what we're going to do. These people are going to prison. I'm going to show you that justice in this country has been restored. Nobody's above it. What is that? Michael Steele, he wants to distract. I keep saying detract, but it's essentially the same. Distract us. I mean, Omarosa wrote a stupid book. Stupid. Unbelievable that Donald Trump uses the N-word. Donald Trump eats paper. We talked about it. Anyway, there was another thing that happened over the weekend. A guy stole a plane. Then he crashed it and he committed suicide. And my first thought was, that's a bit dramatic. They have his audio of why he did it. I didn't even bother to get it. I don't want you to hear somebody's suicide note. You know, life has no meaning. Look, I get it. Suicide, depression, it affects everybody. It has no politics. But I'll tell you this. Here's my bet. We do better at dealing with it. We conservatives, we pragmatists. You can feel bad. Everybody has been through some form of depression in your life. If you haven't, you haven't lived. You're like 3 years old. Because you're going to be disappointed. You didn't get the grades you wanted. You didn't get the girl or the guy you wanted. You didn't get into the school you wanted. You didn't get the job you wanted, the promotion you wanted. Something, right? You ran into a financial issue. Maybe you got fired. There are many things that can cause you. There are many triggers that can say, oh, life's not worth it. It's just not. Oh, my gosh. And you know what you do? You've learned how to cope because my grandfather used to say this. Discipline disappointment because it's going to keep on happening. You take the approach of, look, life is not meant to be easy. I can make it easier. I can go against some of the rougher things that can come up. So you save for that car repair. You save for that vacation. You save for your college education, that of your kids. You save for that business. You anticipate. And even with all of that, God doesn't promise you anything. You can still end up disappointed. And what if all those things go south? You end up with an Obama who makes you bankrupt. You can't use your Obamacare because it stinks. So it costs you $30,000 more for insurance to go to the hospital than you planned on. So suddenly the kids don't have college education, or you've eaten up the car fund. Then the car breaks down. Who knows? That's how life works. No guarantees, no promises. But you have a core. You go, well, I've got friends and family. I can borrow a car. I can bum rides from my buddies. I can couch sleep, couch surf if needed. You have built a lifestyle that where people understand, hey, look, we all got to chip in and help each other. And the Democrats want to do it. They want to be there. The problem is they believe government's going to take care of it all. Yeah. Government's going to be there. Hey, my car broke down. Hey, can you give me a ride, government? Please, man. Hey, look here. Car broke down. I wasn't saving. I put too much money in my spinners or my stereo system. So, hey, can you help me? Can you help a brother out? Give me a ride to the welfare liner, because it ain't to a job. Because government can't get you a job either. See, we understand all that as conservatives, so we're out there building jobs, building communities, you know, building associations that help us weather the storm. And you know who we depend on? Each other. We don't depend on government. That's the difference. But this guy, he crashes a plane because 29-year-old guy, ground service agent, steals a 76-seat turboprop aircraft and then crashes it. Says he didn't want to disappoint the people that care for him. That he's a broken guy. Has a few screws loose, I guess, is what he said. That's what he said. Yeah, I'd say. First of all, it wasn't his plane. So now, taxpayers, insurance companies, somebody's got to pay for that. I'm just saying, you know, even leftists in the swan song, you go, is he a leftist? I don't know. Probably. I think most people like us, and I'm not telling you we don't commit suicide. We do as conservatives. I'm saying most of us understand how to deal with it. We have something to fall back on. And it doesn't mean it lessens it, you know, in terms of your what you think. But having a support system around you can help. I only wish more Democrats, more leftists could feel what we feel, because they'd leave that in a minute. They would say, I want no part of this. I want to feel that family that comes from being a conservative. People who genuinely care about you and aren't trying to get something from you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today in London, a car plowed into pedestrians and cyclists near the House of Parliament in London during morning rush hour. Three people were injured and police have the terrorist suspect in custody. This eyewitness describes what he saw.
You can kind of see just around the corner of from Big Ben, there's an ambulance with its lights on and, you know, siren blaring. And then all of a sudden, whipping around the corner, just from the traffic lights, was this small kind of Ford Focus type car, and just rammed straight through the group of, you know, 10 to 15 cyclists that were stood there.
The Trump campaign filed a legal claim Tuesday against former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman, arguing that she violated a non-disclosure agreement by disparaging President Trump in her new book, and the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, did I ever tell you the one about the drunk Democrat who wanted to run for Congress? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A Democrat running for Congress in Dalton, Georgia, I'm reading this, probably isn't the brightest bulb in the box. He was pulled over by the cops this week because he didn't have his headlights on. He was driving drunk and stupid. Wouldn't you think he'd make sure those headlights are on or would realize he had no headlights on? Stephen Lamar Foster must have been hammered because he challenged the troopers to a fight and called them Barneys. He even bragged about how many times he had previously been arrested. The local chair of the Democrats say this incident only has motivated Foster even more. Huh? It looks like he will remain on the ballot. It'll be interesting to see how many votes he gets. This is an article I'm reading. He won't win votes with this comment. Here's what he said. 11 years I served this country. This is what he told into the dash cam of the video, cop video. I hate this country. I prayed to God that he would curse it. And guess what? He did. Man, I saw it hit and curse. And I saw people laid off right and left. White people. I hate this country. That's what he said. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And these types of comments should make you aware of just how pervasive leftism has become in this country. So here's a guy. He gets drunk, pulled over by police legitimately. He's drunk and he's driving with no headlights. Now, I'm going to stop here and just tell you, there are leftists that would hear this and go, what's the big deal? Why'd these cops pull him over? They had no reason to stop him. Because he's a lefty. No headlights, driving drunk, could have easily killed somebody or himself, gets out, wants to fight with the cops. Now, I'll excuse him because he's drunk. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, drunk people do stupid things. But do we really know that he wouldn't have done this if he were sober? I don't know. With leftists, you don't know. So he challenges these troopers to a fight. Brags. I mean, this is a dude that wants to be a rapper. He's bragging about how many times he's been arrested. I'm surprised he didn't try to show a dude. Look, I got shot here. I got a bullet hole. They stabbed me here 3 times. Look, I'm lucky to be alive. I'm invincible, man. But get this. Even after all that, nope, I'm going to run. I'm staying in it. I'm in it to win it. And then we learn, he says, 11 years I served this county, not country, I should have said county, country. Not the country. I thought he was in the military. I misread that. He says, I hate this county. The county where he wants to be Democrat, whatever he's running for, Congress. I hate this county. prayed to God he would curse it, and guess what he did? I saw it cursed. He saw people get laid off left and right. By the way, during the time of Obama, then he goes on and he makes sure that you understand the people that he wanted cursed. He wanted white people cursed. I hate this county. So he hates the county. He wanted to see it cursed. He said it did get cursed because the black president couldn't create jobs, got cursed. He wanted white people cursed. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, who is this guy? Stephen Lamar Foster. He's a white guy. And he's not even a young white guy. He can't say he was brought up in the snowflake generation where you get triggered and have safe spaces. This dude is probably late 50s, early 60s. How old is this cat? He's old. He's an old white guy who served his county, as he says, for 11 years. I don't know what that means. Was he in the school board? Whatever. He hates it. Prayed to God it would be cursed. Said it was. He watched white people lose their jobs. He hates the county, but he wants to represent them in Congress, which that's par for the course for Democrats. Represent the people you hate, because the way I look at it, that's what they do. Look at any Democrat you have and ask him, how could you possibly not hate the very people that you claim to help when you look at the outcome? So congratulations, Stephen Lamar Foster. He hates the county as a white guy, and he's happy that white people were unemployed. Now, why am I stressing that? I don't care that there's a white dude that's hating on white folks. Because, look, there are people that say to me, as a black conservative, Kevin, you hate black. Why you hate black people? I don't hate black people. I love black people. I love black people the same way I love everybody else. I love them just like human beings. That's all I care about. I want success for black people. Now, if you ask me, Kevin, do you have an affinity at times for young black people, for black people that need help? You're absolutely right, I do. And the reason I do is because having been there myself, one of these little young black kids that needed a hand up at points, I was appreciative for everybody who gave me that hand up. So, yes, I see myself reflected in a young black kid, and it's an instant affinity. But I also feel the same affinity when I see a little white kid who needs a hand up as well. There you go. I don't think about it necessarily black and white. But I will tell you, I'm happy to help these young black kids that really want to get ahead. They want to do something. There's a longing inside. It isn't a prejudice. It's not bigoted or any other way. It's that I see myself in them. It's a reflection of me there. This guy hates white people, and he's been trained to do it. He hates himself. And I want to segue over, because we talked about this guy in the plane, where, a guy committed suicide by plane. And one of the comments that he made was he hated being white. He was disturbed. He said it. He goes, look, I'm disturbed. I don't know. Blah, 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 whatever. He admits that. But he hated being white. Leftists, when are you going to tire of driving people insane? People jumping off of buildings because they couldn't get health insurance under Obamacare. They couldn't afford to go to the doctor, so they killed themselves. People depressed because of the methodology of the way the leftists attacked them. There are people that are, they're literally depressed. Suicidal rates up during the time of Obama because they couldn't get jobs. And then many of them are in these, let me tell you, it's a terrible thing to tell somebody, here's the way you should be thinking, and their reality differs and they can't reconcile that. Let me just put it a different way. Leftists will make you suicidal, worse, or they will drive you crazy. They will drive you insane. You don't know how am I supposed to think? How am I supposed to be when you want me to be a particular way? This white guy here has ruined his career because I don't know where it clicked, but somewhere along the way, he decided he needed to hate white people, ergo, hate himself. What liberals want is for white people to hate themselves. Tell me the logic of that. You are so bad, you imperialists, you colonizers, you nationalist. All of it leading to what? White supremacy, you know, where you think you're better, institutional, you know, hierarchy, like your white skin makes me better, white privilege and all these other things. They want white folks to hate themselves. And you want to know why? Who's doing it? The elites that are pulling the strings and the very people who feel so low that they need white folks to hate themselves so they can feel better about themselves. How sick is that? I need you to hate yourself so I can feel better about who I am. God, a drunk Democrat telling the cops in his truth, in vino veritas, as they say, I hate white people. I'm glad the wrath of God is on white people. And a mechanic, they call him the suicidal mechanic, that takes some plane and decides he's going to loop it around twice before he crashes it. And what's his deal? I'm not making enough money as a mechanic. Really? Why? It's pretty good money. It's certainly not a minimum wage burger flipping job. I don't know what he made, but it had to be pretty good. We can't tell you how to spend it, but you certainly were doing okay. And then he says, I hate being white. God, I feel so bad that there is a generation of white kids growing up being made to feel that they have some theoretical power over people. Therefore, they must be brought down. They must be minimized, made to feel small so that other people can feel big. Why don't these kids have a chance to be themselves, to be who they are, before somebody starts dictating to them who they're supposed to be? You have privilege. You're something else. And you think the suicide rate among white kids, I'm going to tell you, if this continues, we'll go through the roof. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back in just a bit. Listen to Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well... That's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Man, we've covered some ground today. Jeez Louise, I started out talking about Donald Trump giving them something they can feel. I think that's a good version of Aretha Franklin. That was Aretha Franklin, giving them something he can feel. You know that song? Yeah, we started out talking about Donald Trump. You know his success? It's very simple. He's giving people something they can feel, something you can touch. It comes back in your paycheck, right? It comes back into the form of profitability in your company. It comes back in a little bit of a source of pride about being an American. I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson trying to give you something you can feel. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Glad you're paying attention. Glad you're plugged in. I hope that you leave this, my show when you listen to it. I hope you leave it not with a false sense of security, but with a real clear understanding of what's going on in the world and why I'm so optimistic about the new world going forward. I was with the opening of TPUSA, Turning Point USA. Their corporate office is now going to be located in Arizona. And I went, and Charlie and Candace were there, and they had the governor of the state and other people in, and thanking Charlie, and he's got easy access to the president because you know why? Let me tell you a very simple reason why. He's got a bunch of kids on campuses. They employ about 150 people. That's not a small number, but they employ a lot of folks. But he's got 150 kids on campuses that work for him, and he's got, I don't know, a few thousand that are supportive of the organization, whatever that number is. And it's the closest thing we have to winning over the millennials. It's the closest. So the president understands the future is there. Now he's brought in Candace, and they think that they're going to bring over the blacks. In fact, Charlie made the comment that Candace is single-handedly responsible for taking the black vote from 9 to 29% in favor of the president. I chuckled at it. You know, look, if people want to live in their own little world about things like that, I'm not going to fight them over it. I disagree with it because that would be diminishing the role of myself and many others. And I believe Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, Larry Elder, Mason Weaver, Herman Cain. I mean, I could name Star Parker, Alan West, many, many people who've been in this struggle for decades. Maybe had a little bit to do with it. Maybe Clarence Thomas woke people up to what could happen to you as a black conservative if you did the wrong thing. Maybe Bill Cosby had a little something to do with it. You know, I mean, there's some people out there who've done some work that prior to Candace that I think need some recognition. I count myself very small in that. But they say they're going to lead this new revolution. And good luck. I believe there's room for everybody, so I wish them luck. But I would never make that kind of a comment. Charlie made it. Candace had been saying it, but Charlie made it. But I'll tell you this. That's a hard-working dude. He's flying all over the country. He's got mega millions going to that organization, building up a big, you know, force of people that are now working through this thing. I mean, it's an impressive operation. And so just you knowing that that's one group that's out there doing something. So many of them are out there now. So many conservatives are now, they're no longer afraid. I mentioned earlier some of the things we were talking about. Kanye on Jimmy Kimmel said, you know what? You're not going to bully me anymore. I'm not going to get bullied by blacks. I'm not going to get bullied by leftist establishment. I'm not going to get bullied by the entertainment industry. I'm not going to get bullied by hip-hop in particular. You are not going to bully me from being a man and saying what I want to say. And I think part of Kanye's issues that he may have had, and may still have, and I wish him nothing but Godspeed and healing, whatever that may be. But part of his issues are, and this is the issue of leftism in general, leftism doesn't want you to be you. It doesn't allow you to come out and say, this is who I am. Now, I'm going to be speaking at the an event with black conservatives that their Turning Point's putting on. I'm one of the guest speakers. And I'm just going to tip you off to what I'll tell them. I'll tell them the reason why I am such a well-adjusted human being is because I have never given a crap about what you think about me. And if we needed to settle it in the street, I'm ready to do it. Oh, it's like that? Okay. Now, many people go, Kevin, you're very volatile. You always talk about fighting. You grow up the way I grow up and tell me you wouldn't be volatile. Okay? You want to have your dad in prison and you get ridiculed for it? You want to have your mom die and you have no idea how to deal with it? But you got to deal with it. And as a young black kid growing up in the ghetto, I mean, I wouldn't call it a ghetto, but in a poor neighborhood, all the attitude that you get, all the number of people that tell you how you're supposed to be, you know, black and proud. That's it. Hate white people. For what? None of them have ever done anything to me, but I'm supposed to hate them, right? Why? Because somebody older said to do it. I don't know how you feel, but age doesn't make you brighter than I am. Do I respect my elders? In many ways, I certainly do. But they're not always your equal or your better in everything that you're about. And I recognize that early on. So I will say to these young black folks that come to this event, you've made a huge change. You are the toughest people on the planet. Because let me tell you, your own people, look, when we talk about living amongst the leftists and being fearful because they'll kill you, think about who kills people the most. Okay? It's black folks. We kill people the most. I'm more likely to be harmed at a family reunion by saying something along the lines of, yeah, I really like Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump's doing an amazing job. You think that's a harmless statement. If you white folks, I know as many of you listen to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, good for you. Good for you to bring a little culture to your life. But if you say that at a black family reunion and at the wrong black venue, you could get pummeled. Y'all think I'm kidding? There are people out there going, Kevin, surely Kevin's not. He's speaking in hyperbole. No, I'm not exaggerating it. You can lose friends unquestionably. In the time of Obama, if you said you didn't like Obama, you could get a thrashing and you would certainly lose friends. Everybody knows that. It's just as vitriolic on the side of if you say you like Trump. It's just as bad. So, yes, we need to address these issues. And all due respect to Turning Point USA, there's nobody that addresses those issues better than the Black Sphere team, Kevin Jackson's team. Nobody. Star does an amazing job. Clarence Mason Weaver, one of my good friends, man, one of the smartest guys I know, does an amazing job. And Alan does an amazing job. I could go on with all the people that do great work with this stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would put my team up against any of them, including Candace Owens. Now, Candace says she wants to make it a culture issue. I said, you've got to, what our brand is, any identity politics, and we want to be the fusion of pop culture and politics. Candace goes, it's going to happen through the culture. And I go, that's nonsense. Should it? Yes. Kanye West tweeting probably single-handedly did more for Trump than Candace Owens, but it was Kanye. And yes, that has an impact. But Kanye, the only reason why Kanye is able to do that is because of all the hard work put in by the litany of names I gave you earlier. That's how he's able to do that. That's how he's able to feel comfort. Now, Candace had an argument on some college, UCLA, which prompted him to do the tweet. And good for him. But let me tell you something. There are many, many more Hollywood. What if George Clooney said, you know what? That Kevin Jackson makes a lot of sense to me. And maybe I need to rethink my position on how I think of the black culture. I think that would be just as powerful. You know, there's lots of people out there. The breakthrough we need is we need to be political, but we need to bridge over to pop culture, which, by the way, is why we did the film Bleeding Blue, is to say, we'll challenge the norm. I'm not talking about it and having a bunch of seminars. We made a film that said Black Lives Matter is a lie, and you better start respecting the police. I'll take on all the challengers. Let's have it. That's what we did. Now, we're going to put together a big event, and I'm going to be bringing in black folks. I'm going to be bringing in pastors. I'm going to be bringing in a lot of people, and we're going to have these discussions. We're going to have panel discussions that I think are going to be riveting discussions, and so expect that soon. Now, TPUSA, they're going to be making an announcement of what they're going to do in the black community in the next 3 weeks, so look for that and see what they do. We all have our ways of getting things done. But ours is putting our money where our mouth is. And let me tell you, in this film, I put my money where my mouth is. I didn't collect a bunch of money from a bunch of donors and do it. We did it, this team. And you know what? I don't know if we're going to make any money on the film. You know, if it does, God bless us. But if it doesn't, we did it. And it'll live on forever. And every police officer I see that I give a poster to, all these guys are saying things like, man, thank you for doing this. Thank you for not just talking about it. Thank you for putting it into action. I'm going to leave it there, folks. Till tomorrow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.